is Roy Gillette, and I had the privilege of being in 5 conferences like this over the last few years. And from Shield of Faith, it's just a blessing to me. I learned so many things and pick up the inspiration of other people. And I've had a very eventful year this last year since the last conference. There was an opportunity for me to train for what they call a area representative for the Voice of the Martyrs. And I took that opportunity, took it about 8 lessons or so, and passed. And so since then I've been doing some teaching and explaining what that is all about in different churches and Bible studies and wherever I can. And also had a chance to go back to the headquarters of that organization in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. There was a conference every other year at that place, and so there was 1,100 people there for that conference, and it was all about missions, about the suffering saints, the things that go wrong on the mission field because Satan is so powerful and he comes after us. And I asked Dick if it would be possible to share in more detail what Voice of the Martyrs is, and also what persecuted saints are. A lot of people don't know that they're still being killed in different countries. And so I have an opportunity tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 right here to show you my PowerPoint slides and some movies that all jumbled together and mixed up with the thought of understanding what persecuted people go through for the gospel. And I've learned some real wonderful things. For instance, how to pray for our enemies. And that thought had not come to me before. I knew that we should pray for those who are persecuted around the world, but I didn't know that we should love our enemies, the ones that are doing it. Paul, Apostle Paul, was an enemy of the gospel, and I don't imagine very many people loved him, but God wants us to love our enemies and care for them. And there are some great things going on that I'd like to share with you tomorrow about Muslims coming to the Lord. It's just fantastic. We only hear the negative sides, the power of the Muslims and the terrorists and what they can do to you. But God is still working.